The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Okay, it is time for my monthly admonition. Don't be taken in by these scams, folks. Please, 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 if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Okay, please. Not just if it seems too good to be true, don't believe junk and garbage about other people. During the break, I checked Facebook, and I got an advertisement from something called Vaporize Smell. Vaporize Smell, and it says sponsored. Here's the headline. Those closest with the pastor are in his corner during a difficult time. And then it's a picture of Rick Warren, pastor of Saddleback Church in California. And it says, Rick takes action after smear attempt. Well, it caught my attention. Somebody's trying to smear Rick Warren. I wonder what this is all about. So I open it up, which was probably stupid. And it has a Fox News Channel heading, and it says, Big Pharma in outrage over Rick Warren's latest business venture, and he fires back with this. In an insightful one-on-one interview, one of the world's most well-renowned Christian authors and speakers reveals about how he wouldn't be here without CBD. Gifted speaker and Christian author Rick Warren made headlines after revealing his new CBD line on live TV last week. It's a lie. It is a total, absolute lie, total fabrication. This is not Fox News. Rick Warren does not have a new line of CBD oils. It is an absolute phony, baloney lie. It's somebody who wants to sell CBD, which is fine. CBD, it's completely legal and so forth, so forth. And then it talks about a particular brand of CBD, which I will not give you the name of the brand because I'm not going to give them any advertisement. This is fallacious. It is phony. But get this. It's on Facebook, so it has comments. Well, so far, there are 74 comments. And I breezed through them just very quickly, and almost all of them are saying, I can't believe this. I have no respect for Rick Warren any longer. I thought he was better than this. Rick Warren has sold his soul to the devil to sell CBD oil. I kept comment after comment after comment after comment of people believing an absolutely phony ad on Facebook. If you've seen, this has happened to a lot of celebrities, and several of the celebrities, a phony baloney company, well, it may be a real company with a real product, and then they use some well-known person's name. It happened to Joanna Gaines. It happened to, who else did it happen to? I can't think, but there have been several well-known celebrities. Their name has been used without their consent. They've started this company. They bought stock in this company. They're going to get wealthy on this. And they have no connection with that company at all. These people need to be put in jail. They do. They need to be put in jail. Please, folks, be overly cautious. Be skeptical. And twice today, I've received a scam on Facebook. If you listen to the commercials that I do for United Faith Mortgage, one of them was about an old motorhome that Joy and I bought. Well, you must be rich. You bought a motorhome. Well, it's old. It's old. It is. In fact, it's real old. It was a fixer-upper. And anyway, we bought it. And I have done some searches for motorhome parts and so forth. And now I am inundated. People want me to buy this. People want me to buy that. Twice today, I have received notices of motorhomes that should sell for, I don't know, $200,000? At least $160,000, $170,000 today, twice. Now, I'm not looking for another one, but I got, I want to sell my motorhome, and it's a 2008 diesel, and I know enough about motorhomes that it should be like $160,000, $170,000. I'm the original owner. It's only got 30,000 miles, and I am willing to sell it because my husband died, and I'm willing to sell it for $21,000. Really? Really? I've never seen that with things like big ticket items like motorhomes. Another one was a motorhome that should sell for like $200,000. They were offering it for $40,000. And here's the sad thing. Somebody could get hooked. In fact, several people, because they don't own this motorhome. They don't. And it's very convincing. The one I looked at had a full eBay page, which I dug a little deeper. It was phony, but it sure looked real from eBay. And somebody could lose $26,000, $40,000. In fact, they could do it over and over and over again because they don't really own this motorhome. I've seen it with cars. And again, this is just a public service. On Facebook, you have Marketplace where you buy and sell things all the time. On Marketplace on Facebook, you will see a car that should sell for, I don't know, $9,000-$10,000. You know, it's a used car. It's not new. $9,000-$10,000, and it's on sale for $1,100. And you're going, whoa, wow, $1,100? And you look at it, and it says in excellent condition. It's an emergency sell. And my husband died, my great uncle died, my brother died, and I have to sell the car, and I just don't have time to mess with it. And I want to sell it quickly, and then it's you have to wire the money to this, wire the money to that. Well, can I have a phone number where I can talk to you? Well, no, I don't have. I am in the Secret Service, and they don't let me talk on the phone. Just be careful, folks. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people are scammed out of millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars every single year. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. There are ways to check on things like that. And if you don't know how, find somebody who can. If you're interested, you see something on sale or whatever, you get an email, you know. I have a spam filter that our parent company, you know, all of the mail goes through our spam filter. And every day I have to wade through, I don't know, anywhere between 50 and 150 emails that get caught in the spam filter. And at least once or twice a week, I get an email from Nigeria. Hi, my husband was prime minister of this province, and he was a wealthy man and a Christian, but he died, and he wanted to leave money to somebody in America, and we came across your name, and we want to transfer $6.7 million to your bank account. I get those all the time. Now, if somebody wasn't falling for those things, they would quit doing it. That tells me there are still people doing it. There's the one about, senior citizens. Hi, your grandson is in jail. He can't call. He asked me to call you, and he needs $500 to get out of jail. Can you wire it to him immediately? He is brokenhearted. He's in tears, and he's crying, and just all kinds of those scams. And a lot of them prey on senior citizens. Be a skeptic. Not an unhealthy skeptic. Don't become a cynic. But be skeptical. You have to be today. The world is filled with evil, wicked people. And they're trying to get your money. So just pardon the rant. But I just don't want any of you to succumb to this kind of thing. And almost every time I bring this up on the air, almost every time one of you, our listeners, writes me and says, yeah, my parents got sucked in on this. My grandpa got sucked in on this. My uncle did. And so I'll keep warning. You keep heeding.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, if you're like me, you follow stories out of Israel. I love the nation of Israel because I believe God loves the nation of Israel. And I've said this before, in fact, just a few days ago. You cannot explain Israel. Number one, the existence of Israel. Number two, the prosperity of Israel. You can't explain it in natural human terms. Israel should not exist. And considering that they are surrounded by millions of people who hate their guts and want to kill them, it's just a miracle of God. Number one, that they exist and that they are the oasis of prosperity in the Middle East. Take a look at the economy of Israel and compare it to any of their neighbors. Anyway, so I'm always interested in stories out of Israel, and I don't understand completely how the Knesset works and how their constitution's all put together, and sometime I probably need to do an in-depth study so I can understand it better. But most of you know Benjamin Netanyahu is in a very precarious position. Just in the last several months, they have had four elections. And each election is trying to put together a majority coalition government. They don't have just two parties. They have a whole bunch of parties. And the prime minister has got to put together a majority of those parties so they can put together a coalition government. And they compromise on this and compromise on that. And we'll do this if you'll do this and so on. And then they put together a coalition government. Benjamin Netanyahu, as prime minister, has been trying to put together a coalition government now for a long, long time. His opponents have been trying to do exactly the same. So the government has kind of been in chaos. In addition to that, Benjamin Netanyahu is on trial on corruption charges. He says it's a witch hunt, very similar to what they tried to do to Donald Trump here in America. And whether that's true or not, I don't know. But here's what's fascinating. From the Jerusalem Post today, this is today. Let me read from the Jerusalem Post. Prime Minister Benjamin my browser just refreshed. Hang on. Okay. Stop it. It's trying to refresh the story I'm trying to read from. Okay. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has lost control of the Knesset and may soon also lose the prime minister's office after the anti-Netanyahu bloc defeated him in a key vote in the parliament today. Get this. Quote, Netanyahu's opponents succeeded in passing their proposal for control over the powerful Knesset Arrangements Committee, which runs the Knesset until a government is formed. Thanks to the support of Ram, R-A-apostrophe-A-M. That's a party. What is Ram? It's one of the Arabic Palestinian parties led by Mansour Abbas. Get this. Benjamin Netanyahu may lose being the prime minister of Israel because of Arabs in the Israeli government. Now, I would imagine if you are not familiar with the Israeli government, you probably didn't even know that Palestinians were a part of the government. Because we hear all the time, Israel is the oppressor, they do nothing but oppress the Arabs and the Palestinians. Now, yes, there are Arabs. Yes, there are Palestinians. Yes, there are Muslims in the government of Israel. Yes, they are represented. Now, if you go over to the West Bank and the Palestinian government, no Jews. Oh, no. There are no Jews in their government at all. Jews on the West Bank and in Palestinian territories have no representation whatsoever. None, zero, zip, zilch, nada. The Palestinians allow no Jewish representation. The Jews, on the other hand, allow enough Arab representation that it looks like the Arabs have gotten enough power and strength to defeat Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister. Yeah, the next time you hear the liberal left screaming and yelling and shouting about how Israel is so hard on the Palestinians, just remember, because now you know. Hey, have a great evening, folks, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.